My name is John Erling. Today's date is October 26, 2022. Nancy, would you state your full name, please?
Nancy Lake Sevenoaks.
And where are we recording this interview?
In our home in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
So you're the storyteller here, but yet I ask birth dates and age. Your birth date?
I'm an August baby, August 14th, 1951.
Your present age is?
71.
And where were you born?
I was born in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
All right. Your mother's name?
Marjorie Griffin.
And where did she come from and grow up?
She was born in McAllister, Oklahoma, and moved to Muskogee when she was approximately 5 years old with her family as they moved their business, Griffin Grocery Company, from McAllister to Muskogee.
Any idea why that happened?
Because the roads were better and the better train system was there at the Muskogee Depot. And it was all about getting the food to all of the rural areas in Oklahoma. The roads were not very good at that time, and transportation was a key, and they did it either by semis or they did it by train.
What was her personality like?
She was very, very fun. She was very curious, and she lived her life to the fullest. She was a curious person, very happy all the time, singing, smoking, and drinking.
but not to excess?
Not to excess, but to fun.
To fun. Right. Well, then we're here then to tell the story of your father, and your father's name?
Was James Channing Lake, Sr.
I got to ask about the name Channing.
Channing is one of the oldest names in the United States. It comes from a Thomas Channing who came over in the 1600s and settled in Virginia. And all of the Channings or any compilation of that word, they all have been traced back to this one man who came in the 1600s.
And then your father, Sr., was born when?
He was born in 1915. My mother was born in 1918. And Daddy was born in 1915 in Chandler, Oklahoma, on the land that was homesteaded by his great-grandfather in the land run of the late 1896 era.
And your father died when?
Daddy died in 2001.
And he was how old?
He was 84 years old.
Okay.
I think, right around there.
But then his father, did you say, homesteaded in the land run of 1872?
His great-grandfather, they came, they went on horseback, and he had all of his money in a money belt around his pocket. He'd gone back to England. They were, of course, from the United States. He'd gone back to England, made $600 in gold coins, came back, had it wrapped around his waist in a money belt, and did the land run on horseback and pulled the pin for a piece of property 4 miles approximately from what is now Route 66, just on the outskirts of Chandler.
All right, and so that's your father's?
Daddy's grandfather.
Grandfather, mm-hmm. Right.
Yes, sir.
And weren't they from, were they from Illinois?
Only for a short, they had been from the South because they were Channings, and they had gone back to England and came back and stayed with relatives in Illinois and then came down to the land run, and they homesteaded on the Sac and Fox Indian Reservation.
Then on his mother's side, then they came from where?
They came from my grandfather, who was not an Indian. My grandfather Griffin, J.T. Griffin, came from Mississippi. He was from Houston, Mississippi. But my mother's family, they were Choctaw Indians, and of course their family had originally come on the they had the Treaty of Dancing Rabbit in the around 1836 with the federal government, because their chief was friendly with a U.S. president. they did not end up on a trail of tears like the Cherokees did. They went when it wasn't in the dead of winter, and they settled, they got the lands in southeastern Oklahoma. Hence, she was born in McAllister. Both of her parents were in that area. They were from Scipio and all. We still actually have the original allotment that was allotted to my grandmother when she registered as an Indian before statehood, before the Dawes rolls took effect.
Is it true they came to Oklahoma by ox cart?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, they did. They came by ox cart. You know, they did. That was a way of travel then. They yes, you either walked or you went on something like an ox.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
My grandmother on my father's side, Elizabeth Chowning, they came by Conestoga wagon from Tennessee, and that's how they ended up in Chandler.
Do you have the reed organ that came on the ox cart?
Unfortunately, I don't. I'm so sad that we don't have that. That was given to my brother's wife, who was she sort of majored, I think, in piano and all. And so Harriet has that, yeah. Harriet Lake.
Okay. But it came in that ox cart.
Yes, that's right. Correct.
So your father... education. How was
well? He. You know, they were farmers. They, like Daddy always said. I asked him about the Great Depression. He said we didn't know that there was a Great Depression where we lived. Everybody, they farmed. They had enough food for themselves and for others. But the people that were moving west would come through wanting work. And he said, Dad would tell them, I don't have any work for you, but you can stay as long as you want. We've got fresh water, and you can dig what you want to eat, such as the potatoes and other vegetables. And they had that. But he grew up dirt poor on a farm. His mother, my grandmother, Elizabeth Chowning, Lake. She was the school teacher in a one-room schoolhouse 4 miles down the road, literally right at Route 66. It's now gone. But she taught all 12 grades, and he went to school there. Then he ended up in Davenport, which is not far, but transferred to Chandler High School and graduated from there in like 35, something like that. And then he went to the University of Oklahoma and loved it. He loved school. He was always a curious. Both of my parents were very, very curious people.